From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Fresh Produce Association of America, which represents importers of Mexican tomatoes, recently claimed a study showed tomato prices will rise by an average of 52% if anti-dumping duties are imposed on imports of Mexican tomatoes. However, in MorningAgClips.com, the Florida Tomato Exchange's Michael Shadler says this conclusion is not based on market realities, adding the study completely discredits itself when the author reveals the prediction is based on a complete removal of Mexican imports from the U.S. market. The August milk margin triggered the 8th consecutive payment for dairy producers who obtained dairy margin coverage for this program year. August's income over feed margin is $6.46 per hundredweight, with projected DMC payments totaling $120 million. To date, including the projected August payments, dairy producers have received more than $1.2 billion in much-needed economic support for 2023, and margin forecasts indicate the likelihood of more to come before the end of the calendar year. Agricultural producer sentiment declined for the second month in a row during September. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 9 points to 106. The current conditions and future expectations indices both declined 10 points in September. Weakening prices for major crops and concerns about high production costs and interest rates weighed on producers' minds this month.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.